God does not wake up on the wrong side of the bed some mornings. I didn't have a great day on Friday. It was a bit of a stinker for me, in truth. And I just felt really sorry for myself, and I was a bit miserable and moping around. Poor Jane, she had to live with me. It doesn't happen to him. And everyone I've ever known has changed in some capacity. They've aged. They've thought differently at different times. They've had different perspectives on different issues in different seasons of their lives. They've considered things in different ways, in different moments. They look different. But I come to one who never changes. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Before Abraham was, I am. That's what he says. And as I look at a changing world and a changing landscape, I want to remind myself I'm coming to a God who is everlasting and does not change this morning. And his word does not change. He can't increase in knowledge or wisdom. He can't learn, because that would be to change. I mean, this is, I'm enjoying this myself this morning, thinking about it. Because it's utterly staggering when you stop to consider the fact that there is one who is unchangeable in everything. And he's not even changed by external influence. See, some of us don't intend to change. But some stuff happens to us sometimes that causes us to. Not him. Unchanging. And as a world reflects on a queen who has served gloriously well, I'm reminded she's not eternal. And the world I live in changes. But God is my refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. And if I can say it like this, he's not only ever, but he's present as well. Because the reality is, for most of us, we never knew the Queen. And she didn't really know us. Most people who are mourning the Queen's death never met her. Some privileged had momentary encounters. They might have been able to join a line of tens or hundreds and shake her hand, greet her in the appropriate fashion. A few more knew her more personally, but the vast majority of us. She was just the queen. And one of the things the media has reflected on in recent days is her brilliance at not being known but being known. The fact that people felt like they knew her when actually they had no idea what she thought about the vast majority of things. And she had this capacity to make... But I come to a God this morning who unquestionably knows me better than my own knowledge of myself. The very hairs on my head are numbered. Ted's pointing to his head because he thinks that's easier. But there's more regular adjustment for Ted maybe than others. In the number. And I think there's a distinction between numbered and counted. I think there's a distinction. I have never tried to count my own hair. But I could count if one or two fell out as I saw them come out. And if I started with a good number, I could deduct that and make appropriate care. But numbered means he knows each hair individually. Numbered. Like that was number 1,346 that you just pulled out. I mean, it's a level of detail that actually is significant. And his commitment is to be with me. Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. The Queen was apparently a constant for so many through a changing world. But she never knew what was going on in my personal life. She didn't know the struggles and the issues I had personally. She was often able to reflect very well when there was a public season of challenge that everybody knew about. But she never said, hey, Josh, I've seen you. I know what's going on right now. Some people remarked with amazement recently. I heard a gentleman who lives near Balmoral talking about the fact that he'd had a dog. The dog had died. One day the Queen was driving past and she got the car to stop and she rolled down the window and she said, I'm sorry to hear about your dog. And that's incredible and very impressive. But it was a neighbour who she had some knowledge of. God knows when a hair falls out of my head. If my dog dies, I can be very confident he's fully aware of it. But not only is he fully aware of it, he's present in the moment. He's not wishing me well after the fact. He's not telling me, in a few months' time, I'm really sorry I heard. Because one of the staggering things for me, and you'll hear me say this if you pray with us on a Wednesday night, is God is never unavailable to me. He's never too busy for me. He's not otherwise engaged to be able to spend time with me. I don't have to leave a voicemail to get him to ring me back. Or send a message to find out when it's convenient to give him a ring. I'm not waiting days for a scheduled appointment. He is ever present. And always available. I think that's incredible. Because that means, as much as I want to have a relationship with him, I can. As much as I want to call on him, I can. If I want to turn my attention towards him, I'm not waiting for him to respond. He is ever present. Jesus' commitment in Matthew 20 and verse 20, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. He's not suddenly changing his mind. For some of us, we know what it's like to have some people who were always there, and they're not anymore. It's never something I have to experience with God. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Therefore, I will not fear, though the earths give way and the mountains be thrown into the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Because perhaps what's most interesting to me, as people express their outpouring of love for the Queen, is the surprise they have that they're emotional. And as they seek to explore that inwardly, they come to the conclusion it was just because she was always there. I don't want to take for granted the fact that I have a God who is ever present in my trouble. Because there's something about familiarity that sometimes leads to a bit of complacency. It's just there, isn't it? It's just the way it is. And often, in the aftermath of loss, people regret their complacency. Because it was always there. And I just grew used to it. I wanted to remind you this morning of the outstanding nature of the God that you come to. I wanted to stir your hearts to cause you to think about it. That actually you have a God who is present in every circumstance and situation of your life, in every season and every moment. That there won't be a day I wake up and he's not there. And he doesn't change. I don't have to tread on eggshells with God. There's not times where I have to think, oh, we're in that season again. He's not having a bad day or getting himself into a bad mood. He's unchanging in nature. And his commitment is to be with you always. And to know you and the circumstances of your life and the situations you go through, the things you experience. And he's given you access to know him. I watched as our new king and various other members of the royal family took time to greet people in the streets. All of them had someone else accompanying them. And occasionally there was the gentle time to move on. At best, people got a few minutes to express their well wishes. Because access is restricted to those people. I'm kept from just wandering up and giving King Charles a big old hug. I wouldn't have been welcome to go and just plant the lips on the Majesty's cheek. But I come to the King of Kings this morning with full access. I am invited to boldly approach his throne. I am urged to approach him with confidence. And he's the one who is sustaining all things. And everything's being held together by the power of his word. And yet my invitation is come boldly to me this morning. I have no restricted access. But greater still, Christ is in me. It's the hope of glory. I have been given of his Spirit. And the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in me. And I understand for many of you, it's been a weird week. It wasn't on the radar for most of us that you'd sit down on Thursday night and be told the Queen's dead. And you might have an emotional response to that. It might stir something in you. But I come this morning to the King of Kings. Whose commitment is to be an ever-present help in my life. always there. Always available. He will never leave me nor forsake me. He will never change. He won't give up on me. His mind won't differ. His emotions aren't going to get the better of him some days. And I have unrestricted access. I don't want to take that for granted. I want to live in the fullness of that. I believe it will make a difference to my life if I acknowledge. I have unrestricted access to the one who sits supreme above it all. And is always with me. He's always with me. And we're going to take a moment now to call on him for our nation, for our new prime minister, for new government ministers who've taken office this week, for our new king. Because our nation's always recognized the success of the king's in the hand of God. God save our gracious king. Long live our noble king. God save the king. Send him victorious, happy, and glorious. Long to reign over us. God save the king. Our national anthem is to call on God and ask him for the sake of the king. And in this season of change, we want to pray that God would draw near to the royal family in their grief, that he'd give all of those who've taken new position wisdom, and that the upcoming season our nation would be at peace. So maybe two or three of you would lead us in prayer.